Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verkay Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.
Is it possible to have access to the highest quality healthcare whenever your family needs it? Count on it. Count on Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan to give you access to the care you need, with the largest network of top doctors and hospitals. Because when you find the doctor that's right for you, you should be able to choose her. Access and choice. It's healthcare coverage that works the way you want it to. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Confidence comes with every card.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Grown Folks Talking Live with your woman, Dr. Akilah Fay. You know, anyone can stimulate your body, talk about sex, gossip, and all of that craziness. But when you come here, we're here to stimulate your mind, your body, and your soul to help you transform and relax, talking about parenting and adulting in the 21st century. What? I already know it's crazy, and that's why I bring you all phenomenal information, amazing people, relaxation methods, all at the same time. It's like going to church, but it's a little bit more fun with no condemnation. So, without further ado, you all, you know how we do. We always start off with our gratitude. So I want to ask you all, what are you grateful for today? Outside of breathing, outside of being able to go to work and complain, outside of being able to drive your car and have transportation, what are you grateful for today? Gratitude is really the key to elevating your mind, elevating your circumstances, and elevating yourself out of any particular situation you find yourself. When you start to be grateful, you actually attract more things to be grateful for. And the opposite is also true. If you start complaining, you're gonna attract more things to complain about. So you make the choice. And on today, you all, I'm grateful that one, let me just share with you, my son's baseball team, his first time playing, and his team is number one in the league. They only lost one game out of like 10 games. So I mean, like, them little boys was getting, these little 9 and 10 year olds, they was champion. They're like, we ain't giving up, we not giving up. Every game it came down to them losing in the last, I guess you like the last two innings, but instead of them quitting and saying, man, we lost, they always came back for the last 4 or 5 games and went from like 3-5 to winning 8-5. They went from 2-0 to 12-4. I mean, these little boys, they were determined to win. They were determined to win. So I want to share that because there's somebody who needs to realize, like, even when it looks like you're down, it looks like you're not winning, it looks like it's not going how you want it to go, be determined to win. Because no one can tell you your outcome but you. And the way that happens is by your actions and your thoughts. So again, what are you grateful for? Email it to me, info@akilahfaye.com, info@akilahfaye.com, or text it to me, 919-378-1691. Second thing I'm grateful for, my big bro from Black Belt Speakers from I don't know how many years ago now. We've stayed in touch. He's in Chicago. I'm in North Carolina. And this man is super duper busy because he is unstoppable. He is moving. He is shaking. He is like, I don't care what's going on. I don't care what you tell him he can't do. I don't care if you tell him he don't have the voice. He don't have the height. He don't have the look. That man look at you. He's like, I'm handsome. I'm sexy. I am fly. And he is. And that's why he's unstoppable. And he's helping other people to do the same things in their lives. So So not only did he take it from just doing it with himself, not only did he go from motivating himself, being with his lovely wife. His wife has a voice like an angel. I'm trying to say, her voice motivates you. Like, together, man. Like, when I have both of them on the phone, I'm like, oh. That shit pumped up to go do something in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to get some people like that in your life, you know? Just the sound of their voice saying hello make you be like, you know what? I need to do something better. I need to go and handle my task list a little bit more. I need to up my goals because, hot dang, like, you put both of them together. And, I mean, it's just on the phone. In person, you can only imagine how glorious their impact is just walking into a room as a melanated couple who loves each other, who supports each other, who has each other's back. You know what I'm saying? The things that society won't tell you still exist, but definitely does. So without further ado, I'd like to bring on my big bro, Terrence Lethbridge, the unstoppable coach from Chicago, but not limited to any space. Because just like me, you got the budget, the airline ticket, and everything else. We'll fly out. We will fly out to you, and we will handle that and help you with what you're trying to do. Brother Terrence, how are you?
Hey, it is an unstoppable day. You know, look, first of all, I had to look around and who was she talking about? That intro, I needed to record that for myself and put that in some of my my speaker reels. And I was like, ooh, man, okay, I'm all that.
Let you people are.
Who may see the video at some other time, I'm going to pop my collar real quick.
I love it. That's actually
called,
you'll do the two-step for us?
I'm going to do the two steps. Woo!
Mm.
I'm
a dap. I know, right?
Okay.
You'll be like, what is that? Like, I don't know.
I'm like, no, nah, she can't be talking about me. Okay, well, hey, come on, bring it on.
Bro, you done helped so many people, though. Like, seriously. Like, I remember the first time I met you, I think you had only had two books at this time. You had your personal book. I don't even think you had the second book yet. I think you were working on it.
Okay.
And it was your friend who, I think his son was special needs.
Yes.
And you were helping him to write a book to show the father's perspective with helping out their child and advocating for children who had special needs.
Thoroughly
and empowering
immersed.
Him, you know? Yeah. And you were just like, I'm going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to do it. And then you did it. And then from there, you started doing these collaborative books.
Yes.
And other people come out and tell their story. Then from that, you went from your podcast into doing it as a television web series. Like, what? Like, what you talking about, bro?
All right. Now, that's what I call research. I love following the path. Yes, indeed. And you know what? That's a perfect segue into your question. What are you grateful for today? Mm-hmm. That wasn't what I was going to originally say, but that's how we flow here at Grown Folks Talking Live. I am grateful for the journey because it's not, you know, someone way smarter than me said, it's not about the destination. It's about the journey towards the destination for where you build your character and find out who you really are. And it's been through this wonderful journey with the Black Belt Speakers and with Queen Akila and with all the other people that I've had the opportunity to meet as a result of this experience that I'm really grateful for. I have grown since that very first book, that You Are Unstoppable book back in just about 2014, 2015. Mm-hmm. So in a little over 5 years, I've not only wrote the first book, but I have been a part of four other books personally, five of them personally. And as of June 22nd, I will have helped not one, not two, not five, not even 10. I will have helped 22 people become first-time authors. ain't God good? Ain't God good? Yes, and it's all because of Keela that I had a defining moment, and I turned that defining moment into an unstoppable decision. And for people who are listening to your podcast or who'll be watching your upcoming video series, they need to know that all it takes is one defining moment. We all have them, If you haven't had it yet, then like the old folks say, keep on living. Because when that defining moment comes, when you get to that proverbial fork in the road called your life, and you have to make a decision on whether you're going to go left or whether you're going to go right, that's where you have the opportunity to turn that defining moment into an unstoppable decision. You talked about your defining moment just before we came on the show, where you decided that you were going to go for family instead of finance. And that was a defining moment in your life. And many people, when they're faced with that choice, they choose the finance because that's what we can see. That's what we depend on. That's what some of us are grateful for the finances. And don't get me wrong, finances are important. You know, consider not when you don't have any. So,
you know, I love that you mentioned that. The thing, I think it was easy for me because one, I grew up on a farm, so that's how I worked. Mm-hmm. My daddy was a hustler.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned to hustle. Like, he hustled, and he also had a business. Like, back in the 80s and 90s, he had an 8,000 square foot business as a black man that he owned.
Right.
So I got to see both ends of entrepreneurship on, you know.
Right.
Get it?
Absolutely.
Okay. You need to handle this and build these relationships. And my family's real supportive. And so I always was taught that you love people. And you be there for people. And God will work out everything else. Mm-hmm. And I just had enough confidence to be like, you know what? When it comes down to my family, each member of my family only got one life. Even if I don't like them. Even if I don't like the person.
Yes.
They only got one life.
Yes.
And I'd rather go ahead and be there for that one life in that one moment than to not be there and have to sit back. Because I have a rule called no regrets.
Absolutely.
And I've learned that a lot of people, a lot of my clients, the one regret is when you weren't there for that person you cared about.
Yeah. And you know? it is so important because for you, just right there, it shows that your foundation for finances and how finances were grown or achieved came from your family. Mm-hmm. And so for you, it was an easy choice because your family is what gave you the foundation for you to make your finances and for you to be the beautiful, thriving entrepreneur that you are today. So it was an easy choice for you to choose finances, family over finances when your defining moment came. Not so easy for other people, but in each person's life, it may not be family that's your foundation. It may not be finances that's your foundation. It may be your faith that's your that's your foundation, but from which you will make that choice and make that defining decision off of that defining moment. So be grateful for your foundation. I'm grateful for my foundation. My foundation is in God. My foundation is in my belief that no matter what happens, I don't have to be stopped. And I never knew what the word was that really talked about that foundation when I was growing up, but it was only till, again, I had that defining moment in my life that I was able to put a word to the foundation that I live from. And that's no matter what happens, you know, I may be stuck, I may be slowed down, I may even have to yield, and I may even have to turn around and go in a different direction, but I will not be stopped. And that's what grown folks do. Folks find the foundation from which they can live and from which they can branch out and from which they can do amazing things, just like you, Dr. Akilah Faye.
You know, I love you so much because I just want to let people know. Like, now, I had to go through some homelessness because of that decision.
Absolutely.
I didn't prepare. Absolutely. I didn't prepare.
Yes.
You know how the squirrel gathered nuts before the winter?
Yes.
I ain't gathered no nuts. I was just like, what? Mm-hmm. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
But I gathered as I had to go. Like, whoa. It had to gather faster. So
and everybody's road isn't going to be the same. And some people, they before they get in the car and they go on vacation, they pack the car with all the necessities. Mm-hmm. Other people, they just get in the car and go.
Exactly.
Other people, they leave the car behind and they go jump on the bus. So it doesn't matter.
Right.
you have your road and my road are never going to be the same. We may intersect. Watch. Mm-hmm. We may come together on that interstate called life for a season. and we're traveling in the same direction, and we may even be traveling at the same speed, and we might even be going towards the same destination. But there will always come a time, and the greatest book ever written, there is a chapter called Ecclesiastes.
Chapter 3,
I'm not going to quote what it says, but I'm going to paraphrase what it means.
I love that one.
There's, in life, there is a reason, a season, and a lifetime.
Yes.
And in this life, you are going to run across people that are going to be with you for a season, or they might come into your life for a reason, and then a select few, very minute, maybe even one, if you're lucky, will ride with you for the lifetime. Yeah. And those people, those places, those things are what form this great thing called life. And it's formed whether it's in your work life, whether it's in your personal life, whether it's in your social life, all of those things come together. Those three things come together in each one of those categories. There's people that you're going to work with for a season. There are people you're going to work with for a reason. There are people that might follow you from job to job. I have people that have been in my life for decades, and we've worked at the same companies, but it's been different companies at different times. So it just, and then there are people that I've worked with that I no longer work with, but they're still friends. They're still people that I can pick up the phone and I can call, because even though it came out of a reason, now they've evolved into the lifetime, and that's something else I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for all those journeys, and I'm grateful for this show, which talks about, or where I can express how my journeys and how my work and my life have become balanced because I've been able to find the things to be grateful for. And I've also been able to find that foundation in my faith that lets me know that everything happens for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Just like our connection has come together, not just for a reason, but it's been for a season. And, you know, the cord is still out, whether it's
going
to be.
I'm like, it's still going. So I'm like, you stuck with me. Y'all hear me? I'm going to say that part. He stuck with me.
Okay. All right. You know? Okay.
I'm like, you big bro. You can't get rid of a little sister. We might not talk all the time, but you know how family do. That's how family.
I feel you pulling on my pants leg right now.
Right. So you all, if y'all don't know what that book is that my brother's talking about, Terrence Leffridge, the Unstoppable Coach from Chicago, it's called the Bible. So I just want, for anybody who was like, where is Ecclesiastes at? And you go to Barnes & Noble talking about, can I get Ecclesiastes? Crazy. I want you to know it's the Bible, okay? And just like any other book you read, there's a great deal of wealth in a lot of different texts, whether they're religious texts, historical texts, realistic fiction, nonfiction, fiction. Do not close yourself off to receive a blessing or to receive knowledge or to learn something from a source just because of the preconceived notions you have in your mind or because of past experiences you have related to a certain thing. Because Ecclesiastes chapter 3 will definitely open up your eyes. If you just read that, read a couple of Psalms, you know, Psalm 81. You know, Psalm 111, just throwing them out there for you.
Mm-hmm. 23.
Psalm 23. You know, when you pick up the book,
you know.
Just saying, like, they got a couple of chapters.
Mm-hmm.
It will really shift your life, you know.
Absolutely. And to your point, do not allow yourself to miss the message because you're focused on the messenger. The Bible is a book, just like every other book. But within that book, if you open your mind, if you open your heart, and if you open your soul to the possibilities of the message that's in that book, then you will be ahead of your game. But if you just decide that because it's the Bible and because of what you've heard is in the Bible or isn't in the Bible, or you heard all these debates over the Bible and you haven't taken the opportunity to look at it for yourself, then you know you're gonna miss out on that message. And you know Akilah, people always say to you, well, I'm just waiting for a sign from God, and it's sitting on the desk and it's been sitting there all the time. Well, when is he gonna give me a sign? When is the sky's gonna open up and the sun is gonna beam directly down on me and the words sign are gonna land right in front of my lap? Well, it's B-I-B-L-E. It's been sitting right there as a paperweight.
Instructions before leaving Earth. Oh yeah, that's what I heard.
There you go.
So one time. But you know what's funny with you saying that? And we're going to go into a song that's going to help people to kind of think about their gratitude as well. So you all follow us. There was a story. I don't know if you heard this, Terrence. It said it was a man and he was on a ship, right?
Mm-hmm.
The ship, I guess a big wave came. Everybody got flipped over, right?
Oh, wow.
And I say everybody died but him. So he was sitting there. He's like, oh, Lord, God, please help me. God, help me. So a little man came by on a raft. He looked at the man. The man sitting there in the middle ocean. Blah, 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 blah. God, help me. God, help me. God, save me. The man said, you want to get on my raft? I got a little donut for you. Man said, no, God's going to come save me. He's going on the raft, right? But then all of a sudden, this bigger boat came. It was a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, my God, there's a man in the middle of the ocean. Let's throw down this bigger raft for him to get on so he doesn't die. They're like, hey, get on the raft. He's like, no, God's going to come save me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it was like one of, like, the Navy ships or the helicopter.
Battleship.
Right, battleship. And it came down and was like, hey, we got you. And they grabbed him and everything. He was like, he took it off of him. He's like, no, God gonna come save me. So he drowned. When he got to heaven, God asked him. He said, why do you think you drowned? And the man said, well, God, you said you was gonna save me when I called on you. But you never showed up. He said, why do you think I sent the little man in the boat?
Yeah.
I said, tell the man in the bigger boat.
Tell him.
Battleship with the helicopter.
Tell him.
And the man was like, oh, I didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wanted it the way he wanted it.
Right.
Instead of recognizing that the information came the way that God or the universe, creator, creatrix, whatever we call it, brought it the way it needed to be brought.
I love it. Absolutely. You know? That is a powerful story. That is so true. I'm gonna give you an illustration after the song that really goes to what you just talked about. But yeah, that's some grown folk talk right there.
Right. I'm like, God, you gonna save me. So you all right now, we in that gratitude. I'm hoping that you finally realize the attitude of gratitude brings so much joy in every circumstance. Right now, I'm gonna let you all hear one of my friends named Ama Chandra. This is her song called Destiny.
Too young for the pain, crippled by the shame. Mama, help your child. Daddy, I'm your child. The world's much too big. Destiny has its own way of working things out. Destiny has its own way of working things out. Destiny has its own way of working things out. Destiny has its own. that she grows. The strength that she shows. The path that she takes. The choices she makes. You see, we have this long way of working things out. Destiny has its own way of working things out. Destiny has its own way of working things out. Destiny has its own way of working things out.
Chandra, that's A-M-A, last name C-H-A-N-D-R-A.
And the album, I'm going to have to get Amas.
That's a bad sister, man.
Yes, 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 yes. I loved it. That was really good. Shout out to the independent artists.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. I love how the world has evolved to such a point to where you don't have to get with Sony for somebody to hear your music.
Absolutely. Yes. I you know, it's nothing like used to be 3 degrees of separation, but now really literally it can be as simple as 1 degree of separation with the technology. And going back to gratitude, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for podcasts like yours. I'm grateful for live streaming shows like mine. I'm grateful for the ability just with the technology that God has graced us with, where we can talk to people that are halfway around the world.
Yes.
In real time, yes. See them. We can do everything except for reach out and touch them through the screen. But it's almost right. just like being there, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. I just this year, I had the opportunity to not only be interviewed on your show, which is when you're 6 states away from me in North Carolina, but I was also interviewed on a show in New Zealand, which was 17 hours ahead of me.
Wow.
It's those amazing things. And we talk about what we have and the things that we've done, you and your poetry, you and your spoken word, you and your podcast, which is on the phenomenal powerhouse iHeartRadio, which is heard around the world, and you're getting millions and millions of hits, and they're getting to experience Dr. Akilah Faye and all her authenticity, and to be able to say that a little old farm girl from North Carolina is doing things like that, you know, and a little old boy from the south side of Chicago is able to be heard in not just another country, but another continent. Now that's something to be grateful for.
So we both got listeners in New Zealand.
Okay, there you go.
About to be like, hey, that's like the beauty of it. Like, within all of that, you all, he in Chicago, he done connected with New Zealand. Shout out to the listeners in New Zealand. I just want to give thanks to y'all. New Zealand, Sweden, the UK, Venezuela, South Africa, West Africa, Canada, the Bahamas,
and so on.
I
want
to name all of them. But I want to give a thanks to all of you for being listeners and downloading and for supporting my brother as well, man. Like, it takes a community, and the world is starting to say, you know what? We don't have to be censored anymore.
Absolutely.
We don't have to be censored. It's all a mentality. It's all a mind state. And when we're able to get past that, you know, we can really move forward in life. And so with that, Brother Terrence Lethbridge, you say you had a story for us, and I would love to hear your story about the little man on the boat who was like, he died. Because he wouldn't recognize God was sending him a message. He's like, why the message don't look how I want it to look? Why it don't sound like I want it to sound like? Why I don't feel like I thought it would feel? Think about it to yourself, listeners. Why you always want to tell the universe how it's supposed to be instead of going through the journey to get to where you need to be? You understand? Absolutely. Like, really process that. Like, that's something that hinders a lot. And that's why we're going to go into meditation after Brother Terrence shared his story.
Yeah, and it's a short story. And it really is. I just want you to think about that. I want you to think in your mind's eye. I want you to think about the difference between a map and a GPS. You see, we're all familiar with the GPS. You know that thing you got on your phone, or that thing you put in your car, or that thing they use at air traffic control, and it's called the global positioning system. That's what they call it, the global positioning system, because they've got satellites running all around the globe at any given time, and they can able to pinpoint your position based upon that GPS. Now, the difference between a GPS and a map, the map was the old school way of doing things. The map, you had to pull out this long piece of paper, and you had to know your states, because sometimes it wasn't labeled, so you had to guess where things were. And so the map...
You had to know an interstate from a highway?
Yeah, you had to know an interstate from a highway. You had to know the U.S. road from the farm road. You had to know what the route meant. All that good stuff. You had to know the difference between the blue line and the black line and the railroad line. Right. All those things.
So
the map was the old school way of doing things, and before the GPS came along. So now, in your mind's eye, I want you to visualize your map. And when you think about your map, I want you to think about it this way. Not map, the physical piece of paper, but the three letters M-A-P. And the three letters in MAP stand for man's assumed path. Somebody say that with me.
Man's assumed path.
See, we always think we know which way we want to go. And we always think we know the path that was set for our lives. We know which way we're going to go because we done pulled ourselves up by our own bootstraps, and we are a self-made man or a self-made woman. And we know that this is the path that they're supposed to walk. This is the path Akilah's supposed to walk. This is the path Terrence is supposed to walk. This is the path he's supposed to walk. She's supposed to walk. We all think we know that. And that's why it's not man's actual path, it's man's assumed path. Because you know what happens, Dr. Faye, when you assume, right?
Right, you make a booty of everybody else. I'm sorry.
No, not quite.
Yeah, take it of yourself. You really put yourself in a position to be damaged. Yep.
And that's the reason why many of our plans and many of our paths fail. Because we assume that we've got the right answer. We assume we know which way we're gonna go. And we have not tapped into the GPS. Watch me now. We have not tapped into God's perfect solution. Yes. See, when you spend more time looking at your assumed path than focusing on God's perfect solution, you miss the boat. You like that man out in the water where he threw a donut to him and he missed it because he assumed that the thing that was going to save him was going to be big, miraculous, and giant. God sent him something big, miraculous, and giant, but he assumed that it was going to be brighter and shinier than what it was. So God sent him something bigger, better, brighter, and shinier, and then he finally got on it. And by the time he got on that, life was over because he assumed his path was going to take him one way. And instead of focusing on the GPS in the sky, watch me, the GPS in the sky, no, not that satellite, but the other GPS in the sky, God's perfect solution, he spent more time focusing on his assumed path. And that's why Les Brown always says that if you're going to fall, let me fall on my back, because if I can look up, I can get up. But sometimes we fall forward because we're looking at our own path and we trip over our own 2 feet. So the next time you have to choose between a map and a GPS, don't be like the man in Dr. Akila Faye's story that assumed his own path and assumed what his own saving was going to be like. Mm-hmm. Look up, whether you're drowning in the water, whether you're falling flat on your back, whether you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, look up to your GPS, and you too will find God's perfect solution for your life.
Woo.
Meditate on that.
I'm not even going to add to that. On that, you all, y'all keep your mind right there on God's perfect solution. I want you to close your eyes if you're not driving. Y'all, you know I do the safety precaution because I'm a teacher and a mother. So if you're driving your vehicle while listening, keep your eyes open. Okay.
Or pull over.
There you go. Or pull over. Okay. Do not drive with your eyes closed. It's not safe. If you're at your job, you know, go ahead and get yourself to a safe location. Take a bathroom break, something like that, whatever. You're in a cubicle. Just do what you need to do. But I want you all to do me a favor and take your hands and put them on your heart. It don't matter which one touches your chest first, but put it on your heart. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold that breath as long as you can, then exhale out your mouth. Feel your heartbeat. Feel the breath as it goes in, whether it's shallow or whether it's a deep breath, and breathe in again through your nose. Hold that right in your heart space. Exhale out your mouth. This time when you inhale, I want you to either say it out loud or in your mind. Creator, God, Allah, Elohim, whatever name you know the Creator to be. Thank you for opening my heart up to receive help. Breathe in. Feel that help coming through now. Coming through your mind, your eyes, your ears, your heart, your soul. Exhale. And continue to inhale and exhale just for a few minutes with that gratitude for receiving the help you need. Inhale through your nose. And continue just to be mindful of how that breath flows through your body and how your heart feels. Exhale. Thanks. Meditation does not have to take long, you all. Mindfulness is about really focusing on what you're doing in the moment. Separating from everything around you, separating from your to-do list, separating from your responsibilities, separating from your judgments and your condemnations and your comparison, and just appreciating you in that moment. And recognizing the presence of the Creator that flows within you and around you, the ancestors that flow through your blood and your DNA from ancestry to ancestry. It's helping you to breathe in this moment and being aware of your own breath. If you felt your breath was short, do this more and more often so they become deeper and flow down into your diaphragm, down into your legs, down into your knees, down into your feet, grounding you into the depths of the core of the earth and coming back out as a radiant abundance like the sun rays flowing out into your destiny to create that which you desire and that which you deserve. If you deserve it, that's why you are here. You are purposed for a reason. Ashe. Brother Terrence, thank you for participating. What are your thoughts?
Unstoppable. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes in order for you to not be stopped by the things outside of yourself, you have to go within first. Mm. You know, they say that the worst enemy is the enemy inside. Mm-hmm. And when you don't take care of inside, when you don't get in touch with what's inside, how can you ever deal with what's on the outside? And I love it. I used to do meditation when I, in another life, I worked with young kids who were dealing with a mental illness, and they were suffering from, unfortunately, sexual abuse at a very, very, very young age. And as young kids are just, I won't say normally, but naturally, young kids have a lot of energy, especially when you say those proverbial words, time for bed.
yeah, right.
Now you add on that some of the horrors that these kids have went through at such a young age, some of the things they had to see that no child should ever have to see. Then their mind was ramped up and their mind was dealing with anger and they were dealing with fear and they were dealing with being a child all gobbled up in the same small brain that hadn't fully developed yet. Mm. And so in order to help them to fall asleep, we couldn't just put them in their rooms and have them go to bed, because they would just bounce in their bed and they would fight with each other and it'd be chaos on the floor for the entire night. So God said, Terrence, back in that day, you know, it was whispers in the dark.
Yeah, literally.
Radio, you know,
so lights out,
know,
y'all. Why you ain't sleep?
Yeah. So you know, one day I just took the boom box and we took all the kids into the community room and we had them bring their pillows and had them bring their blankets and we had them just sit in the middle of the room. And you know, even though it was whispers in the dark, I had to find the PG whisper. I couldn't give them. I couldn't let it go. Couldn't hit him with the teddy. I had to hit him with
no TKOs.
No TKO. Couldn't hit him with it like that. You know, that was when we put him to bed. But okay. So just found some nice instrumental music. We had this station here in Smooth Jazz Radio. Mm. So I would just take the boom box into the room and we turn the lights and off and we just let them lay in a circle and they would just listen to the music. And as they were listening to the music, like you just did, I would check your breathing, breathe in through your nose, breathe out through your mouth. And we would do that for like a 15, 20 minutes, not long, because we were talking about kids and, you know, their attention span was short, but just long enough to ease their mind and to steel their body so that when we sent them back to bed, that they could have a good sleep. So meditation, I'm a firm believer of it, no matter what age you are. You're never too young to start. You're never too old to start. And meditating on whomever you call your creator. And I call him God. I call him Jesus. But whoever you want to call him, if you meditate on him and then meditate on you, then those two are a powerful combination that nobody can beat. And you can't be stopped.
You said something so powerful. So one, the reason I emphasize the different names, Elohim, Allah, Dios, all those things, what I learned in my studies becoming a spiritual guide and going through life coaching and getting my honorary doctorate in divinity and stuff is that the only reason that everybody don't use the same name, so we speak different languages.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I said, wow, how simple. That's the way that I explain it to people. It's like if I speak Arabic, I'm not going to say God. Mm-hmm. God in Arabic is Allah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I speak Spanish, again, I'm not going to say Allah because I don't speak Arabic. I speak Spanish, I'm going to say Dios.
Mm-hmm.
When we get past the language, it's like saying hello. You know, one person might say hello. Somebody else says, konnichiwa. Somebody mm-hmm. else says hola.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't go, oh, why you say it that way? It's the same thing of recognizing just the difference in language. And, And I just try to let everybody know, like, whatever it is, as long as you ain't out here killing children and animals and things, you know what I mean, doing nothing crazy, rock with it.
Absolutely.
Call it pine tree. Did the pine tree keep you calm?
Okay. But and here, but the amazing thing about what you just said, Akilah, is that no matter if I call Jehovah,
mm-hmm.
he hears. No matter if I call God, he hears. No matter mm-hmm. if I call Elohim, he hears. Mm-hmm. No matter if I call Jesus, he hears. No matter if I call Alpha or Omega, he mm-hmm. hears. And isn't it so amazing to yeah. know that with over 8 billion people on the planet who can call him by 8 billion different names, he can still
yes.
be the same God.
Yes.
Each one of them.
Yes.
That's something to meditate yes. on, because there's some people that I can't get 5 people in the same room with different names and they all be on the same accord, but he can be on one accord with an infinite amount of people. No matter what they call him, he still answers.
Yes.
Look at God.
Yes. And that's why we say it's grown folks talk. Because grown folks can have those real conversations and understand mm-hmm. like whether we agree, disagree. Most of the time, once you communicate with a person, there's the disagreement goes away.
Yes.
And the understanding comes. And disagreement a lot of times is because someone's trying to force their ideals on somebody else.
Yes.
Versus just understanding where somebody's coming from.
Yes.
You don't, you know, if I like eating apples, you like eating oranges, when you come to my house, I'll make sure I have some oranges, but I'm going to eat the apple. And
absolutely.
I pray that when I come to your house, you just have some apples.
With understanding comes clarity.
Right. You know, and it takes away all of that. Why you don't want to yeah. eat my oranges? Why?
Right.
I'm allergic to them.
Right. Yeah. Did you hear me say I don't like apples?
Right.
Oh okay. Now I understand. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. But so, and that goes back to the meditation. Sometimes we have to meditate on what we hear. Sometimes we hear with this, but we don't hear with this. And for those people who are listening, sometimes we hear with our ears, but not with our heart or with our head.
Right.
And sometimes that translation has to happen. What goes in then has to be translated before it can come back out with clarity and understanding. But all those components have to happen. First, it's got to go in. The message has to go in. But then the message needs to be translated. And the way Akilah translates may be different from the way Terrence translates, but translation still needs to occur. And then how do we know if translation was clear? Well, it becomes the communication back. That's why there's no such thing as a one-way communication. It's a two-way street. It's popular for a reason. The only way I will know that you understood what I said is if I take the time to not only meditate what you said, but translate what you said for my understanding and then give it back to you. And then when I give it back to you, if you say, that ain't what I said, then one or two things is wrong. Either I didn't translate it right or you didn't say it right.
There you go. That clarity. clarity. And as adults, we have to be willing to ask questions. We get so scared to just say, well, this is what I heard you say, or this is what I got from what you said, or is that what you mean? Or I don't get what you mean.
Right.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm lost.
If you can't explain
to somebody, then maybe you lost too. So maybe it ain't meant to be understood.
Absolutely. I say, talk to me like a 4-year-old. I need to know. I ain't ashamed to say it. Sometimes you just got to break it down so that it will forever be broken, as they used to say.
I love that. And you hit my heart when you were talking about the children you work with. One, thank you for working with those children.
Yes.
I would be one of those children.
Wow.
The difference is, because I don't want to make it about me, because it's about you. I learned at an early age my relationship with the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's such a strong thing in everything I do now.
Good.
You know, my family was just like, yo, like, because when you're a child, you talk in child language.
Absolutely.
And I just say that so people can understand that. So a child may be telling you something is wrong, something's going on, something happened, but they're using child language.
Uh-huh.
You know? And an adult be like, what you mean it's a triangle and you ain't like it? What do you mean it was a game and you lost? You know what I'm saying? you don't get what they're talking about. You right. thinking like, oh, okay, well, you just got to be a good sport. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You got to decipher the code.
Right.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
A lot of parents feel so bad, like, oh, my God. But it's like, don't feel bad because you didn't understand child language. And I'm saying it because my mama went through that. So for anybody listening, forgive yourself. It was child's language, you know. But when you give your child so much love, even when they go through that, like myself, there's a level of forgiveness that happens.
Yes.
You know, and I was always told I was beautiful. I was smart. Anything I wanted to do, I could do. And my name was Keela number one. I'm always number one. I'm never number two. And all I got right. anywhere from 5 to 7 hugs every night. So despite what people in the community did to me, I had a foundation of love within my household.
And that's a beautiful thing. And that's what made you be the person that you are today. But here's the good news. Even if you didn't have what Akilah had, even if you didn't have 5 hugs in 5 years, you can still be unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Even if no one in your family ever loved you, you can still be unstoppable. Even if someone in your family hurt you in the most horrific way that you you can still forgive and become unstoppable. Now, that may be for a whole nother conversation. Forgive and become unstoppable.
Right, we're going to have to do that one later.
I'm going to have to write that down. Forgive and become unstoppable.
Let me get my pen. Unstoppable. Forgive and become unstoppable. I think that's another book collaborative. If you are out there and you listening and you done been through a horrific situation and you are ready to transform your life or you learn how to give forgiveness, you need to contact myself at info@akilafaye.com. That's akilafaye.com. Go to my website, tribetransform.com, if you can't remember. And then Terrence is going to give you his information. You can reach out to Terrence because we want to know how you were able to forgive to become unstoppable. Terrence, tell them how to reach you.
Oh, yeah. You can reach me at unstoppablecoaching.com. You can go right to the contact page and leave that information right there. Or you can also email me at info. We both got info. info at unstoppablecoaching.com. That's UNSTOPPABLECOACHING. Unstoppablecoaching.com. Yeah, I want to hear about it because here's the thing, and again, we'll save that for another show. In anything that you go through in life, mm-hmm. there's going to be an action and then there's going to be an equal reaction.
Mm-hmm.
The action isn't always going to be positive and the reaction ain't always going to be negative. It's right. your choice. You make the choice, but you have to decide whether you're going to do something that's going to keep you stuck. And it's going to keep you hurting and it's going to keep you from doing what you need to do. Or if you're going to do something that's going to liberate you, free you, and allow you to be the unstoppable person that your creator created you to be.
Wow. And Terrence, with that, I'm going to tell you this. We got you all. We are with the Unstoppable Coach. I'm so blessed to have you here. For those of you listening right now, I want you to know there's going to be a part one and a part two. So if you love part one, you might as well tune in to part two. We're going to do a song break right now. So if you're listening, that's the end of part one. It's right there. Where he said, let him know about your story. We're going into part two right now. Right now. You may hear that on part one. Like, why would she say we're going into part two? But that means you need to tune in next week. And then those of you coming into part two, just know, boom.
7 billion humans on Earth can't all like the same drink. That's why Circle K has Polar Pop and Froster. Pick your flavors and make that 1 in 7 billion mix just right for you. Polar Pop and Froster, just 79 cents each at Circle K. Limited time only at participating locations.
Can one card give you the peace of mind that will help you sleep better at night? Count on it. Count on Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan for the peace of mind that comes with knowing whenever your family needs health care, you can get it. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Confidence comes with every card.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.